Well, a few years ago, I was in Australia with my family on holiday, and we took a trip out to the Great Barrier Reef. My husband and my son wanted to do some snorkeling, and we took a trip on a boat, an organized trip, and it was beautiful. The weather was gorgeous, the sun was shining, the sea was blue. And we stopped at a little sandy island, and we were told that this was a good place to do snorkeling, or for those who didn't want to snorkel, there was the chance to go swimming. Well, I'm not very good at snorkeling, and neither was my daughter at that time. She was only 10. So we decided just to go swimming, and we were given life vests to wear for safety. And we jumped into the sea, and it was lovely. The sea was warm, and it was turquoise blue, and the people who were snorkeling were having great fun looking at the reef. And we were jumping around in the waves and having a great time and laughing and floating and swimming. And I didn't realize that we were getting further and further away from the little sandy island. Until suddenly I realized that the water wasn't crystal clear and turquoise blue anymore. It was black underneath us, and that was because it was so deep and there was seaweed underneath us now. And I looked up and I saw that the little sandy island was a long, long way away. The current, the sea, had carried us so far away from our boat and from the island. And I began to panic a little bit because I'm not really a very strong swimmer myself, but I tried to keep calm because I didn't want my daughter to get frightened. So I said to her, "Elizabeth, we're going to swim back to the island now." And she said, "Oh, where is it, Mummy?" And I said, "Oh, look, it's over there." And she didn't say anything. And we started swimming, and we swam, and we swam, and I was wondering if I should try to attract the attention of the lifeguard. There was a lifeguard on our boat, and he told us to signal if we were in trouble. But I was embarrassed. I didn't want everybody to know that I had done such a silly thing. We swam, and then I managed to catch my husband's attention. He had come out of the water, and he was standing on the island looking round to see where we were. And I waved to him, and he came swimming out as fast as he could, and he helped my daughter back to the beach, and I swam on behind him. And that I got a shock about that. That really scared me badly. And I'll be very careful in future.